Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend John Harrison, certified financial planner, the Reverend John Harrison. And John is the author of Making Mammon Serve You. AspireFA.com is his website. John, what are you saying to your financial planning clients these days? What kind of advice are you giving them?
Well, one of the things I find myself talking about a lot is, because it's tax season and everyone's, you know, beginning to file their personal returns and what have you, is to pay real attention to the changes that have just happened to the tax code and make sure that the things you are doing can help, you know, maximize any tax advantages you can get. We've recently had a couple of things happen, and we talked about some of these when we talked about the fiscal cliff last time we visited. And that is that some of the Bush tax cuts, so-called, were made permanent, and that for people in the highest income tax brackets, the rates were raised. Mm-hmm. And that does a couple of things for people.
That was that was an interesting policy decision, wasn't it? I mean, as much as you know, guy like me and maybe you didn't like to have taxes raised, to lock in the Bush tax cuts for most Americans, that was pretty momentous. I mean, we've been living with the specter of that sunset now for 10 years, haven't we?
Exactly, and they railed against them. Most of the, you know, the politicians on the left railed against the Bush tax cuts, and now you can't even really call them the Bush tax cuts.
Right. Well, they're the Obama cuts now, aren't they?
That's right. So we'll take that.
That's right.
And for people in the lower income tax brackets, one of the things that changes, for instance, that you may not immediately associate with your income tax planning, is the way that you save for your kids to go to college. Because one of the old standbys for some years now has been the 529 plan.
Right.
And people use those because the earnings on that plan are tax-free if they are withdrawn for use in qualified education expenses.
Mm-hmm.
They have some restrictions with them in terms of, you know, when you can take money out and penalties if you use the money for something other than college and what have you. And so with the making permanent of the Bush tax cuts, people in the lower brackets, anyone this year, for instance, who has taxable income of $72,500 or less, that's married, filing jointly,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't pay taxes on long-term capital gains or qualified dividends anyway. And so that sort of eliminates the advantage of 529 plans for them. They could get the same tax treatment in a normal brokerage account and not have to deal with any of the penalties
mm-hmm.
or restrictions in a 529 plan.
Hmm.
So depending on your income, you may want to revisit that.
So that's not a good thing then, is it?
It at best it's neutral, and there are probably better ways to go for people who find
right.
themselves in that tax situation.
Right.
So it's worth reevaluating
and talking to your tax and financial planning counselor.
Right, and then on the other end of the extreme, if you're one of those people who's caught by the tax increase, and while the rate only went up for people making $450 or more, effectively it went up for people making $250 or more, $300, you know, if they're married, filing jointly,
right.
because of the loss of some deductions.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people, they may want to take another look at, for instance, income from municipal bonds, because that's still tax-free by law.
And but there's some people who are got those in their sights too.
Right. Always, yes.
I think President Obama doesn't like the tax-free bonds.
Yeah. Every year the Congressional Budget Office releases a list of top 10 what they call tax expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tax money they're not getting that they think they ought to be.
What are municipal bonds, tax-free municipal bonds paying out right now? What's the coupon on those?
Well, rates are low, and what I always tell people is, you know, go on a website like WallStreetJournal.com or Bankrate.com and,
mm-hmm.
and get the current averages across the country. But for years, rates across the board in this country have been pretty low. So you're not seeing 6 and 7% bonds like you saw in the old days, but in a tax free environment. But any interest that you can get that you don't pay taxes on, there's a mathematical calculation that is made that will tell you the tax equivalent rate, so you can see in your bracket whether a taxable or tax free will net you more money. But generally, if you're in the highest tax bracket, the tax free will probably be a better deal for you.
What do you think about equities right now?
Well, it's hard to say. The Dow has been stubbornly clinging to about 13,000.
Are you concerned that there's a bubble out there somewhere?
There's always one out there somewhere, but the ups are permanent and the downs are temporary. So for people who can hang on, it's okay.
Yeah. Hey, give us the website again, please.
It's www.aspirefa.com.
Hey, John, good job today. Well done.
Thank you very much. Great segments. To be here as always.
Enjoyed it very much. Come back again real soon.
I'd love to.
We'll see you next time. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, Making Mammon Serve You is his book. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.